Han har erbart på erbart grinser på amen. In today's gospel reading, it's one of a couple of parables dealing with farming, dealing with gardening. And in today's gospel reading, today's parable, we hear of a man who is asleep at night. And his enemy comes at night and decides to plant weeds among his wheat. And when he wakes up, his servants come and they say, "Master, somebody, your enemy has come and planted weeds. Should we uproot all the weeds?" And the master says, the man says, "Don't do that, for you may accidentally also uproot the good soil. You may also uproot the good wheat if you take out the bad. Let them grow together, good and bad, and at the end, when they've matured and we can tell the difference, then we will separate the two." Unbeknownst to many of us, Satan does the same thing. He plants weeds. He plants evil. He plants lies in our lives. And at first, he fashions them in such a way that they look the same as truth. They look similar, and we think, oh, this might be a good one. This might be a nice one. And only when it matures and takes root, then do we notice the difference between the two. We are always told and encouraged to compare those evil things that Satan does, those lies that Satan plants, with the truth. The question naturally arises, well, what is truth? And we hear today, unfortunately, many people claiming there's my truth and your truth and his truth and her truth, that there's different truths out there. But for more than 2,000 years, there's only been one truth. This is a recent phenomenon, that there's more than one truth. The only truth that exists, especially for Christians, is Christ. Christ says, "I am the truth." And we must take those lies that Satan plants in our lives, the lies that he does when we are not paying attention, especially. Because when everything is nice and dandy, we let our guards down. And that's when Satan attacks. We need to take those lies that Satan has given us and has planted in our lives and compare them with the truth. Compare them with Christ and see which one is true and which one is a lie. This past February, we all know that the winter storm came. And with that winter storm came snow and came ice. It also took away most of our electricity and our heat for many of us. But unfortunately for many people, many pipes burst, water pipes burst, and flooded their homes and businesses. Here in our kitchen in the church that week, the same thing happened. A pipe burst. And thankfully, it burst in just the right place, that the water poured upon the fire alarm. And when the fire alarm went off, the fire department came here trying to find out where the fire was. And instead of finding fire, they found water everywhere. They called me up and they said, "We don't know where the main switch is, and it's underneath the trees, it's underneath the bushes in the front on Random Road." But they couldn't find it because not only was it hidden, it was under a thick blanket of snow. So they had no idea where this was. And they said, "Listen, we have many other emergencies to go to. We can't deal with your water system right now. You need to do something about it." So I couldn't get there because I was all the way in Plano and it was difficult for me to get here with the snow and the ice. Granted, I am from New Jersey and I know how to drive on snow and ice. I cannot drive on snow and ice that's not been plowed. So that's our next fundraiser, to get plows for the city of Carroll. But we made some phone calls, and thankfully, Barkan Babahanyan and Nadek Basmajian, who are two locals very close here, they were able to drive here, and they found the water system, and they turned it off. If we hadn't been told that this water was going on, a whole week would have passed with water just gushing out, and nobody would have known until Sunday morning, and we probably would have done a jirotnik, a water busting that day, because there was nothing else we could do. But the following week, thankfully, Kevork Minasian, who just recently moved here from California and is a plumber, He came, he said, I will take care of this, I will fix it. And so he was able to show me where it was, he fixed it, and he took out the pipe that burst. And that's this thing, this little pipe, which hardly a penny could fit into this crack. But it caused so much damage. And I was expecting this huge, massive pipe to have burst and water pouring down. But he said, no, just this little thing, right here. I was surprised at that. And it made me think and wonder how such a small little thing can cause so much damage if not addressed immediately. And it's very true, just like Satan and the lies that he puts into our lives. They can be small, they can be insignificant, they can seem like not a big deal, but they can cause so much damage if not addressed, if not removed from our lives and fixed. And he does this especially in secret, when we're not aware of it. When we're not at church, the water pipe bursts. When we're not paying attention, he attacks. This is what we must always be aware of. As a result, we must do two things in this world. The first is we must be on guard. We must be vigilant. Christ continuously says throughout the Gospels, be ready, be on guard, be aware of what's coming. You do not know the hour or the day. You do not know when Satan will attack, but he will. And he says this in every Gospel, in almost every chapter of the Gospels, he constantly says, be ready. And most of us, unfortunately, are distracted. We look at other things. We do other things. We don't pay attention. We say, oh, life is good. And usually when life is good, it's when bad things happen. When life is good, we don't pay attention. And this happens many, many times in our lives, myself included. Everything's going smoothly. I don't have to worry about anything. And then something happens. A water pipe bursts or something like that. But this is also, throughout history, if we read this, all the great nations, whenever they are at peace and relaxed and it's a great time, that's when the enemies attack. That's when their neighbors decide they want to attack. It happened to us last year. For 30 years, we were okay. We were a little all right, but we were pretty much okay, ignoring the things around us, not preparing for the war that was coming. And when we least expected it, Azerbaijan attacks. This is what happens. We must always be ready and on guard. And to do this, we do this through prayer, we do this through learning, and we do this through communion. Receiving Holy Communion is the best and the greatest way to commune with Christ. For Christ says, he who eats my body and drinks my blood, I will reside in him, I will abide in him, and he in me. This is how we become one with him. But the second thing that we must do, which is more difficult, is to understand and to notice the lies around us. To understand and notice the lies that Satan has planted in our lives. Satan literally means the adversary, but he is also a great deceiver. He does everything and he twists everything. He twists the truth to make it look bad. And he perverts that which is evil into something that looks good. And he does this all the time. Not just in our personal lives, but in society in general, he does this. Today, unfortunately, fatherhood, motherhood, the family, is no longer something to be achieved and to strive for. But it's looked down upon and ridiculed. What used to be, for 2,000 years, the greatest of all sins, pride, the first of them, which leads to all the others, is now something that's celebrated. This is an issue in our society, that these things happen, and many Christians, unfortunately, sit back and say, c'est la vie. This is life. What can we do about it? For 2,000 years, Christians have fought against these things. against Satan trying to change the things that happen in this world. And for 2,000 years, success or not, we have striven together. We have bled together. We have suffered together in this. But today, unfortunately, that thing which used to be ridiculed is now exalted. And that which used to be exalted is now shamed. We must take those things that Satan gives us and compare them with Christ. Compare them with the truth. Compare them with faith. And see, is it really bad? Or is Satan tricking us? He does this to us when we are not paying attention. And then finally, when we notice it, it's sometimes too late. This is why we must do and take care of these things from the start. Notice the difference. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we need to let it grow a little bit, and then we separate it. But we cannot let it grow too much, because it will strangle and choke off that wheat that we have been planted, that wheat and that fruit that is going to be given by us. So as the summer comes, and many of us are going on vacation this summer for the first time in 2 years, I ask that we be on guard. We be aware of what's around us. We be aware and cognizant of what Satan is doing. And that we think that no small little lie is too harmless. Because just like this burst pipe that seems insignificant can destroy an entire parish, we need to be aware of those small cracks, those small weeds that exist, and take care of them at the start. And always use Christ as the ruler, not just as the Ishan ruler, but as the Ganon ruler, as the ruler that we measure everything against.